So a lot of what we do is get into the classroom and clear up a bunch of misconceptions about kids with visual impairments.
I kind of like to think of myself as an ambassador for this student. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm going to go in there and tell the teacher what we can do for them, in addition to obviously teaching the student that we're there to help, especially if it's a Braille student, help get the materials into Braille, teach the teacher, you know, about the Braille code if they're so inclined to learn a little bit about it, mm-hmm. Lessen their fears and apprehensions about having this student in their class that is going to take a little extra time, but hopefully that little extra time, we're going to be the ones
that are really bearing the brunt of that.
Yes.
I mean, the truth is most of these kids are pretty just normal, straightforward kids.
Definitely.
With a visual impairment.
Definitely.
You know, but developmentally, they're just like any other kid. And a lot of our kids that we serve, you would look at them and you wouldn't necessarily know that they were visually impaired. So it's our job to go in there and just teach teachers really simple strategies, just simple modifications that they can make to provide their students with a visual impairment access
Yes.
to the information.
And then also as our students get older and they're in high school, our job is teaching them how to be their own advocate and go in and let these teachers know, hey, these are the accommodations you're going to need to give me, and this is what I need from you,
yeah.
Which is a really important skill for our kids to be able to do as they get older.
Let's talk about the social aspect of things.
Yeah, social interaction for our students is a big piece that sometimes can get overlooked, especially with children who do have less vision and, for example, don't realize the concept about personal space and will get really close to their friends so they can see who's talking to them or reach out and touch them or try and find where they are in space because they can't visually locate them. So teaching our student more appropriate ways to do that and teaching them about personal space and teaching them that, hey, you know, maybe you can just say, who are you or what is your name? Tell me again.
So many of our kids who are more significantly visually impaired miss out on all the nonverbal social cues that happen in normal everyday interaction and conversation. We're talking about body language, facial expression. We rely on that stuff so much to help get us through our daily lives. And as a developing, you know, child, as a teenager in a middle school or a high school classroom, to not have access to that level of nonverbal communication can be a huge deficit and sort of really sets them at a disadvantage. You know, part of what we do is in a classroom, you know, sort of describing the body language of the teacher or even describing the environment. I'll say, hey, buddy, all the other kids in the classroom have their notebooks out and they're taking notes right now. Maybe you should get your computer out and start taking notes too.
And just another thing that I've found that really helps students, especially ones that are learning Braille, is for them to go up and be the teacher for, you know, 30 minutes and go up and be able to show the students and explain to the students about Braille. And it just gives them that sense of ownership. You know, this is my media. Instead of print, this is how I read and write.
That self-confidence to, you know, own their visual impairment. You know, this is who you are. It's not necessarily going to change, you know. It's who you are. Own it, you know, be yourself, and it's not something to be ashamed of. The truth is, maybe aside from your visual impairment, you're just like every other teenager in this class, you know. And I think a lot of what I really like to do when we have the chance is to sort of demystify blindness, demystify visual impairments, demystify Braille, and maybe take turns writing the kids' names in Braille. And all of a sudden, you've just created a huge communication point. You've broken the ice. All of a sudden, the kids are interested in talking to the student with a visual impairment more. They're not uncomfortable around them. So we've really broken down those walls and made the student with a visual impairment feel much better about themselves so that they don't have to feel weird or different, and at the same time brought the other kids in the class and brought their peers closer together so that in the future we can hope that there can be more interaction. The job is really great because it's rewarding. Obviously, we get to work with kids with special needs, and I'm constantly surprised and blown away by the things that our kids can do.
Yeah, the rewarding part, that's what I think I get the most joy out of, is seeing that kid get up in front of the classroom and show the class how the Braille writer works and explain how you read Braille, and just the smile that they have on their face and how empowered they feel. It's priceless.